Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. Again, I am so excited. I sound like a broken record. Go back and look at the past shows every time. Open it with how excited I am. And it's true blue. I have goosebumps. I kid you not. Again, under my jacket. You can't see them. I'm excited. This is going to be a phenomenal show. And the reason is because this show is not about, nor has it ever been, about me. It's about our guest experts who come on. And you are in for an amazing, amazing treat this evening. I cannot wait to introduce you to this amazing young man who I met at a past event together. We both shared the stage and spoke at an event, and this guy just blew my mind. And we hit it off. We talked after the fact and in between segments, and he's just become a real dear friend of mine, and you're going to love this guy. Extremely successful entrepreneur, and I can't wait. I'm already giving away too much. The Mind Body Business Show, what is that? What is that all about? Well, there are three pillars to success. These are things that I found over the course of my life, things I've learned, and I started to see patterns develop. And not only did I see patterns develop, I was also told by mentors what patterns to look for. And in the process, I realized there were three primary ingredients for success, and that is mindset, to be specific, ways to reprogram your mind at the subconscious level to get you the results you want and you deserve much faster than you would otherwise, through a proven science called neuro-linguistic programming. That's just one example, NLP for short. Many other things that go with mindset. We have guests that will be coming on specific to that topic as well. Our current guest also has incredible ways to keep his mind positive. I'm going to be, just a hint, I'm going to be asking him something about that tonight. Body. Well, all you'll have to do is take one look at my next guest's body. I'll ask him to flash one of his guns because they are massive. This guy completely gets it when it comes to taking care of yourself physically, both nutritionally and through exercise. Because what I like to say is the mind and body, they're a team. The mind and body, more importantly, are your team. And when both, or if any one member of a team is holding you back or holding the team back, then isn't the entire team suffering, that being you in this case? The answer is yes, in case you were wondering. I know you knew that. And then the third is business. You know, if you can master sales, marketing, and systems, meaning scaling your business and everything that goes with business, then now if you master all three of those, you are operating at what I like to call your peak and optimum level of performance. If any of those three, if you have not mastered, and I'm talking mastered, any of those three, then there's work to do. And that's why this show was birthed. That is why we are here, so that we can bring you these experts who have succeeded, who are achieving that level of success that so many others desire. And our next guest is no exception to that. I kid you not. Amazing, amazing, amazing man. One of the things I learned from several mentors going back was the first mentor that revealed this to me. He just looked at me and said, "Brian, if people only knew that all they had to do was this one thing, just this one thing, and they would become rich. If they just did this one thing." I'm like, wow, I wonder what that is. And then he showed it to me. And I thought, doesn't seem like a big deal to me. So you know what I did? I ignored it. I ignored it for years. For years, I ignored that advice that had I taken it back then. And I'm not one of those that says, gosh, I wish I had of. I mean, my experiences have got me where I am today. I feel blessed. I wouldn't change a thing. But doggone it, that one would have been a good thing to start a lot sooner. What is that one thing? Well, what he did was he showed me what that was. And this entire story is on a website you're about to see. What he did was he had this big cabinet in his office. This is in the East Coast, Maryland area, actually near Boston somewhere. I can't remember the city. It was some many years ago. And in his massive corner office, he's the owner, CEO, multimillionaire himself. He opens up two doors. Goes floor to ceiling, this cabinet, two doors, shelf after shelf after shelf after shelf of, what do you think? Look behind me. You guessed it, books. He said, if people would just read, they would become rich. And I thought, the reason I thought it was no big deal is like, There's no investment. I don't have to invest money. I want a guru to tell me how to do it. I want you to tell me how to do it. I want specifics. And he was a product of the product. And then fast forward many years forward, thankfully, another mentor of mine, and I love to call him out all the time, Mel Cutler, not only said the same exact thing, he also, because I worked with him side by side for several years and spoke from his stage for a couple of those years as well, I watched him not only say that that's important, but I watched him do it. I watched him do it. He would often have his headphones on and he's walking around listening to books. And it turned out, I said, wow, that's fantastic. I'm going to do that. So I started listening to books on something called Audible. And it turned out that is my favorite mode of ingesting and retaining information. Yours may be reading a physical book, Kindle, might be watching videos. I don't know. But for me, it was Audible. And a cool thing happens with Audible. I noticed as I'm driving along in my car, by the way, that's my number one favorite place to listen to books. It's a captive audience. I can go nowhere. I have no distractions other than keeping my eyes on the road, of course, which I find I concentrate very well while listening to a book and I'm absorbing the material. Hours and hours and hours. I've got many books as a result I've read as a result of doing this in a car. One great thing with Audible, on your phone or your device that you're listening to through your stereo system on your car, they have this big old icon, and that doesn't look big, I get it, but on a phone that's pretty big, that looks like a little ribbon, which is really a bookmark symbol. And as you're listening, if you hear something, you go, oh man, that I like that point that they just made right there, you just tap it. I mean, it's quicker than even turning the dial on, if you can remember these, the radio station on your car, so it's even safer if you're worried about, you know, taking your eyes off the road. It's in an instant, bam, and then you look back up. That's it, end of work. And then you can later go back anywhere on the web, anywhere you can access your Amazon account, you can pull up that book that you have, that you purchased, and go to any and all of those specific bookmarks to re-listen to those highlights that you called out. So that way you're not listening to another 2 to 10 hours of a book. You can just go in and listen to a minute. And so that's what I put together for us here tonight, and I do this on every show, and it's a segment I like to call Bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready, steady, read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, Reach Your Peak Library, you see that right next to me. That is the actual website. Stay with us. Just take notes. ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. For those of you watching live right now on Facebook, on Periscope, wherever, just go ahead and if one of you would type in as a comment, ReachYourPeakLibrary.com, so others could later come back and just click it. Stay with us because you don't want to miss our guest. I kid you not. He's coming on very soon. I'm not just, you know, delaying this on purpose to make you suffer through. This is phenomenal information, very important for you to understand this, that there it is. You see it all in big white letters. The number one reason for lack of success is not simply a lack of reading books. It's the lack of reading the right books. And so what I did was I started compiling all of the books I personally have read, and I put them on this site for you. There's no extra charge. You pay what you would normally pay to go on Audible or Amazon. It's a link straight to those books, and I've amassed about 40 or so of them so far, and it's growing. I'm still reading. I have one I'm reading now, and I have two in queue that I just purchased recently. I always have books ready to go, and so what we're going to do is pick one specific book out of this list, and we're going to do that right now. And what I'm going to do is play for you a little snippet from a book called The Entrepreneur Roller Coaster by Darren Hardy. And the reason I chose this particular bookmark is you will find out in a moment that there are things in this book that are said that are very, they reminded me a lot of our guest expert who's coming on right after this segment. So go ahead, take a listen. It's about a minute in length. Just take a listen, then we'll be right back and we'll carry on forward and bring on our guest expert. So listen close. Here we go.
Secure your shoulder harness. You will be thrashed about. Severely at times. Great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. Albert Einstein. You're a freak. That's right, a freak, and so am I. Don't be offended, it's a compliment. Every single person you've seen on the cover of Success is also a freak. In fact, they're super freaky, and that's probably how they got on the cover. Let's define freak. Freak, a noun, a person who is obsessed with or unusually enthusiastic about a specific interest. If that's not a definition for an entrepreneur, I don't know what is. No doubt you have to be unusually enthusiastic and pretty freaky to get on this roller coaster. Most don't have the courage to even step into the car of this thrill ride. But you do, and that's exactly why they will call you a freak. Not only are you rare in your courage, but it turns out you're unusual for even wanting to ride in the first place.
Is that true or is that true? My goodness. I mean, get your freak on, people. Let's get freaky. That reminded me of that song, and I'm trying to remember the guy's name. A super freak. Believe me, I'm not going to sing. Super freak, super freaky, yow. I'd love that because, and embrace that. Embrace the fact that you, as an entrepreneur, are a freak. Because freaks are not the norm, right? Or we wouldn't call them a freak. We don't want to be normal. We don't want to be those that are in the 80 to 90% of the people who are not entrepreneurs, do we? We want to be those that are leading, that are creating, that are providing those jobs for those who just, they're not wired to do this. And that's fine. God bless them. And if that's you right now, God bless you. Many of us started that way in the corporate world. There's nothing wrong with that. And speaking of freaks, we're about to bring on the ultimate freak. And I mean that absolute in the most loving way. I kid you not. I'm not saying that this gentleman is a weirdo freak. He is a freak of nature of success in entrepreneurship. How's that? And so what I want to do is bring on this time for our special guest expert spotlight.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
You ever wonder, why am I here? What am I here to do? What am I placed on this earth to be great at? I'm a personal trainer, a coach, an entrepreneur, an author, a speaker, but most importantly, I'm Roz Slaughter. For 10 years, I've been coaching and teaching people how to break through limiting beliefs and obstacles to create the best version of themselves. Today, I get to do what I love via owning my own multiple personal training and boutique studios and helping other fitness professionals model my strategies to create the lifestyle fitness business that they own. Why did I decide I wasn't going to chase money and celebrity anymore? I'd rather create a lifestyle business that I love and I serve people I naturally was attracted to and like serving. That's why I created the lifestyle fitness business. Life is a daring adventure or nothing at all. That was said by Helen Keller, one of my favorite quotes. The reason I state that quote is because today I'm going to give you everything I have so that you can create a daring adventure in your business. Thank you.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, Roz Slaughter. Let's everybody give him a big round of applause. Virtual, if you want to put up the hands, the claps on the comments, if you're watching live on one of the video feeds, if you're listening on a podcast, keep your hands on the wheel if you're listening in the car, but give him a big boom, because that's his moniker right there. Roz is an author, speaker, business owner, and most importantly, a loving husband to his beautiful wife, Michelle, and stepfather to two awesome young boys, Richie and Nikki. Roz is known as the Coach Roz Motivator and is the host of a weekly motivational Facebook live show called the Crush It Monday Show. Highly recommend you connect with Roz and connect with that every Monday. Extreme value every single time. I've watched many of those episodes myself live, and Roz can attest. And real quick reminder, watch this show to the very end for a chance to win a complimentary stay. This is pretty phenomenal. A complimentary stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. Compliments of PowerTexting.com. Thank you, PowerTexting.com, for that amazing, amazing sponsorship. And now, here it is. At last, we get to hear from the man, the myth, the legend himself. Roz, how are you doing, my friend? And what are you up to lately? What is going on in your life?
Whew, that was awesome, buddy. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on your show, Brian. I'm excited to be here. And I'm doing a lot, my friend. I just moved and relocated from New York, where I lived and I grew up, to Palm City, Florida. So no longer do I have to worry about the cold winters or shoveling snow off my car. So I'm blessed and I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and he's really playing down the whole part about repositioning, moving, uprooting not only himself, his whole family, his business. He's leaving half, well, another, his partner behind, I shouldn't say behind, to run what he's already established in New York. And we'll talk more about that as we go on. He has multiple facilities there in New York, and he's got another one he already opened in Florida. The man doesn't let grass grow under his feet at all. In fact, that's what I would like to ask you, Roz. We talked about that earlier. Just as an example, because I'm always preaching about the importance of taking massive and immediate action, but I also add one to it: massive, immediate, and consistent action. And you are that type of person. If you wouldn't mind letting people know what happened when you flew from New York to Florida, what happened after you landed? What was your day like?
Well, my day was, I had it planned, because when you get, if you're going to take action, you got to take immediate action, like you were saying. So my first meeting, I landed at 10:30 in the morning, and I had my first meeting by noon. I was sitting down with a gentleman talking about what his gym was all about, what I felt I could bring to his opportunity, and if it was the right location for me to start my business here in Florida. And, you know, I wanted to get, as soon as I got to the airport, got out, got my rental car, shot right there. I didn't go home, didn't do anything, went right to this meeting. And it's all about taking action. And I learned that from many mentors, that, you know, the opportunities are not missed. They're just taken by someone who's ready to take action and they're not willing to compromise who they are in order to get it. And they're not afraid to take it.
I love that quote. And here's the thing. For many of you, most of you that are watching, entrepreneurs, you know, you've flown before. You've gone on an airplane. And it's amazing to me every single time how, you know, you get on a plane and what do you do for the duration? How long was your flight, for example, from New York to Florida? 4 or 5 hours?
2.5 hours.
2.5. Okay, so that was a relatively short one. Even the short ones like that. You're sitting. What are you doing? You're sitting, yes? You're doing nothing. You're resting, really. But what happens when you land? You're exhausted. Why is that? I don't know, but it happens every single time. I'm sure it has to do with the lead-in to getting to the airport and all the hustle and bustle and the schlepping the luggage and, you know, getting the rental car. All that stuff adds up to it. But consider what Roz just talked about. He flew and had this prearranged meeting and took care of business, even though I'm sure his energy was depleted. Knowing Roz, he knew a way to drive that up really quick and get biz done. Obviously, he did. We were talking about books just a moment ago, and Roz, would you consider yourself to be an avid reader?
Absolutely. I mean, I found that, and before I share a little story, if you don't mind. I mean, Absolutely. We are all, you said you listen to Audible, I do as well, but I grew up not a very good reader. I didn't read my first book till I was well into my 20s, and the reason being is that my school that I went to in high school, junior high, they just kind of pushed me along and didn't help me figure out what the challenge was. I had a great fear of reading in public, speaking in public, because when I looked at the words on the book, there were a lot of times I couldn't pronunciate the words. And if you can't pronunciate the words, what happens is it lowers your comprehension. If it lowers your comprehension, you don't know what you're reading. So I never read. I took really good notes in high school. And once I figured out that that was my challenge, I started to really dig deep and figure out, how can I teach myself to read? What was my biggest challenge and how can I get better? And I learned that when you read consistently, you get better and you get more better at understanding the recognition of words, and my speed increased. And then I took some speed reading courses. Now I truly believe that leaders are readers. Those who want to succeed in entrepreneurship must read. And I believe that Jim Rohn said it, you should have a library card. And it was one of the first things I did when I got established here in Florida, is get myself a library card.
So many great points, and leaders are readers. I love that. That's perfect. The other thing is, you talked about getting a library card, and that's the thing. You know, this doesn't cost a lot of money, a lot of investment, And I think oftentimes that's the one reason why most don't do it, because they don't put the value to it, because there's no skin in the game. And I know for a fact that that was part of my reason for not really diving into it the first time I was told to read that I should read many years ago. And I didn't value it at all, because, hey, I can go get a book. I can go to the library, or I can just pay a few bucks and get one online, whatever. But it's like, really, that's it? I just didn't believe it. And you'll notice as you watch this show, the listeners, as you watch this show and listen to it, show after show, this is a common theme among all of these successful entrepreneurs, just like Roz. Every single one of them, to a person, is an avid reader. So if you haven't started reading yet, when is now the right time to start doing that? And that would be go to reachyourpeaklibrary.com as a recommendation, because there are already a group of books that are business, personal development, all based on mind, body, business that can help you immediately. Which one do you want to read first? Which one should I read first? Doesn't matter. Go through the list, find the title, the picture, whatever jumps at you first, just do it. Just take action, like Mr. Roz Slaughter, who flew, landed, and held a meeting after he was probably quite exhausted from all of that ordeal. So this is a product of the product. And that's why I love this guy so much. You should have seen, you have to see this man on stage. He's amazing, amazing, amazing. The energy. And, you know, he's got this incredible positive outlook all the time. And I know that he's human, and I'm human too. We may come off as positive people to the general public at all times, but I'll tell you what, there are times when we're not. A great example, yesterday my son was in an auto accident. I wasn't very positive at that moment for various reasons. Not because of him, but because of worry about, is he okay? And now all the stuff we need to do to the car. So that it's life. That's what happens. And the thing I wanted to find out, though, from, and I love to ask this question of various entrepreneurs. So, Roz, now it's your turn. When it comes to maintaining that positive mindset, you know, that positive, productive, successful mindset that you have, what do you do on a regular basis to sustain that? And in other words, what motivates the motivator?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, Brian, I mean, we've talked a lot about it already in this show. One of the ways that I stay motivated is what you see behind me is my bookshelf. If I'm feeling a little bit down, if I feel a little bit off of kilter, all I got to do is turn, look at the bookshelf, and usually one or two books will pop out at me. I'll open it up and something will read, something will jump out, and I'll read a quote, or I'll read a passage, or I'll read a chapter of the book. And the main reason that that happens is because I need to hear that message. I needed to see, and what was that message that author wanted me to accept that day? And that always works. Another way is I consistently understand that you said this is the mind, body, business show. Well, the body is critical to staying motivated, to staying at peak position. And so I'll work out. And working out always shifts my state. Now, we're both fans of NLP. And you know that if you're going to shift your state, then you're going to not feel the way you thought you were going to feel. So one of the things that I did as soon as I got off the plane was I primed myself. I primed myself to shift from sitting for 2.5 hours, getting up at 6 a.m., commuting to the airport, all of those things that would drain me. I did something that would bring the energy back to me. Some deep breaths, you know. Make my move. These are all ways to shift your state quickly, immediately, so that you can focus on what you need to get done. Now, motivation, just like anything else, if you only take a shower once in a while, you're going to start to smell. If you only focus on your motivation once in a while, what's going to happen? You're not going to be motivated and positive. So I meditate as well, and I do that daily. And sometimes my meditations are 5 minutes, sometimes they're an hour. But this allows me to get centered to my spirit, get centered with my thoughts, and clarity on my life.
Fantastic. I was writing notes, as I always do during the show, and that's why the little pause for coming back. That amazing. I love the meditation daily. Absolutely. I do the same thing. I actually do it right before bed. I have a specific program that I acquired that I listen to. It's got many, many months of meditation audio, and it's phenomenal, phenomenal. So listen to this gentleman. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to Roz. That, you know, a lot of times I remember the old me when I heard things like meditation, or when I heard things about things that were going to affect your mind, and even in a positive way, I'd think that's a bunch of hocus pocus, mumbo jumbo, woo woo stuff. And the cool thing is, I found it's just the opposite. It's absolutely crucial. How bad do you want to be successful? That's the bottom line. How bad do you want to be successful? Do you want to basically model success right there? Do you want to model success, which means just copy them, do what they do? Or would you rather try to figure it out on your own? Would you rather take the shortcut, which is a legitimate, ethical, integrity-based shortcut? Or would you rather just struggle? You know, I'd love to see your answer in the comments. I truly would. I mean, some might just say, I'd rather do it myself. They're just so stuck in their ego that that's what they want to do. I was there. I'm not saying anything and judging anybody here because we've all been through it. I'm sure you, Roz, in your growth to get to where you are now, went through all these stages. The thing is, wouldn't it be okay if people like Roz and myself would give you those shortcuts so you don't have to struggle like we did or others have and just give you this is it. You can get to that point of success in less than half the time you would normally do if you did it all on your own. All right, that's my preach for the moment. And one of the things, Roz, and let's shift gears just a little bit. You're in the fitness business, and so you have physical locations where people physically need to come to your gym to get their workout in. So to me, that's, in my mind, that would be more of a challenge than if it were an online entity where really you could have a customer anywhere in the world, depending on when you feel like you want to be up and working with them. And I'm curious from a marketing standpoint. Now, I know you have two flavors that you have both. You have people come in and you do personal training. You and your trainers do personal training one-on-one with your people, your folks, your clients. And then you take it up another notch, and you also help because you have such a successful fitness business, thriving business, that you help other fitness business owners as a coach to help them elevate their business faster. And I love that about you. How exactly do you go about building a successful customer base? And you can feel free to address both of those or just one of those. Either one's fine.
Sure. That's a great question. The first thing I had to really kind of dial in, and I talk about it a lot, whether it's with I'm coaching, consulting, a personal trainer, a service-based business owner, is understanding your market and understanding your unique message. And once my partner and I really dialed our message in, it made it a lot easier for us to market. Because then we weren't a jack of all trades, a master of none. We were specializing, not generalizing. And this is a key component to any industry. I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter. Don't think you can service everybody. So when it came to building my customer base for MetaBurn Fitness, which is my personal training brand, we have two locations on Long Island, Locust Valley and Oyster Bay, New York. What it was about finding out who my ideal client was, what was the unspoken problem that client was struggling with, and they might not even understand or know it. And I was going to have to bring it to fruition for them, bring it, put some light on it, and then share my unique solution to that problem. And there are multiple ways that I went about doing that, public speaking being one of them. I did a lot of lunch and learns. I would go to corporate buildings. I would go to the Chamber of Commerce, the Rotary Club, the networking events. Then I also realized, podcasting was a way to get my voice out there and educate my market. I wrote articles on a blog. I wrote a book called The Menopause Success Triangle because ideally my unique client was a female who's entering into perimenopause or postmenopause. They were struggling with weight loss, understanding their bodies, their hormones, what was happening to them. So once I dialed that in, it gave me authority in the marketplace. So when you're thinking about how do you acquire a customer, number one, know that customer, know their pain points, know what keeps them up. Two, your million-dollar message. What do you stand for? What do you stand against? And what makes you unique and different than anyone else in the game that you're playing? See, because if you're just like everyone else, if I was just a gym, I would be out of business because I went to a town that we were saturated. There's Pilates, yoga. There's so much. There are other personal trainers. And it was critical that I didn't call myself a personal trainer. I was a coach that specialized in helping women understand this big challenge that was going to happen in their lives. And when we did that, it made customer acquisition easy. It made our marketing and advertising budget cut down because we were only focused on a targeted niche. And that allowed us to really stand out and dominate. And it's what I'm doing here in Palm City is that we're focusing our number one niche is on women because it's what we know better than anyone else in our market.
Wow. That's all I can say to that. Wow. I have writer's cramp. That was phenomenal, man. I was I was jotting down notes like nobody's business on that. Goodness sakes. I love it all. And this all holds true to everything, you know, books. If you go to books, how do you think Roz got there? He taught himself through reading. He taught himself through modeling mentors. He just shared with me he got off the phone with one of his just a little while ago. He's continuing connection with others in the business to help each other because he has that mentality of abundance, not scarcity, and there's plenty to go around. All of these put together, I mean, harnessing that unique message, that's huge. Absolutely huge. Being in the fitness industry myself, I get that. I'm not a personal trainer. I love that one. I loved it all. Know your customer. And that's often we talk about defining your avatar, right? There's a technical term for that where you know your avatar. You know your ideal client. And the thing I loved more than all of it, I really can't put one above the other actually, but amongst all the other of it, was how you became and how you built authority status. And I really want to kind of reiterate that, if you don't mind, because that was really, really important. A lot of people think, and they do, that if they just post once a day on Facebook, they're going to achieve authority status. And yes. That's it. All I need to do is get my face out there. I need to max out at 5,000 friends, create a couple Facebook pages, and you know, maximize the likes on that. And yeah, that could be one component, one little component of the big picture. Speaking on stage, that is probably, among everything you just listed, one of, if not the most powerful ways to achieve authority status the fastest. Writing a book is another. Of course, writing a book can take some time, but to be honest, speaking from stage effectively will take you a considerable amount of time. I did it for a couple of years before I became effective. Years. And on a regular basis, doing meetups, going to Rotary clubs. Are you seeing a pattern here develop with what Roz has done? Podcasts. He writes articles. He goes live once a week on his Facebook. He's continually, constantly, nonstop feeding value through all these different platforms and mediums. Not just one, not just two, but he's doing it throughout everything that's available that he knows because of his research, because of his mentors that he's learned from that are successful. You only want to use those things that are successful, right, Roz? Don't try to invent something new. There's no need to become the maverick or the innovator of something just to be able to say you're the maverick or innovator of something, and you might just waste your time. Most likely you will. Just go with what works. The wheel has already been invented. Just use the wheel. That's, I mean, my gosh, man. Absolutely. The customer, million-dollar message. What makes you unique? Yeah, this is everything, all those books behind Roz, the books behind me that will teach you that, and Roz himself. We're giving you the fast track because all you have to do is listen to the show, and you'll get everything you need to know in short order. All you have to do is do what I did not do, and that is listen and apply, what I did not do many years ago. Listen and apply, and do it quick. Now, I already know this answer, Roz, but I really want to get it from you from the perspective of two different areas of your life. And I don't want to embarrass you, but, man, I just got to see it. And everyone else needs to see this because last time we talked on Zoom, all I could see was this thing called Roz's bicep. It's a massive arm. You should see this guy. Would you mind just pulling one of the sleeves up real quick and just flashing that big bat? Oh, my goodness. Look at that, people. And his tricep. Look at the bottom side, the back side of his arm. The tricep is massive as well. And I saw pictures of you, Roz. You did some competition on stage back in the day. And this dude chiseled. I'm telling you, the dude was in immaculate shape. And to this day, he's got, you know, he's barrel-chested. This guy is the epitome of fitness. And I know that it's important to you, but if you could explain why and just how important physical fitness is to you from both a personal standpoint in your personal life and for your business, how does it impact and affect those and why is it so important to you?
Great question. So I'll start out with the physical. I mean, I was born with my right leg shorter than the other. I have no quadricep or hamstring on my right leg. So if you can imagine, I limp every day. It's about a 3.5 to 4 inch difference between my left leg and my right leg. So fitness wasn't about me looking a certain way or being aesthetic or, you know, ego. It was about living a life of quality. I had to be fit, and I started working out at a very early age, at 14, and I started to kind of finger through the books, and I saw the muscle books, and then I learned a little bit about Pilates and mobility, and I said, hey, here's what's going to change, because doctors told me I was going to be in a wheelchair by the time I'm 18. They said I would never be able to be an athlete and play sports like the other kids because of my leg, and my back would be all crooked and all of these things. And right away, I knew at an early age that it didn't matter what someone else told you. If you didn't believe their story of you, you could write your own. And that's what I started to do. So I started working out really early, and I started to get results. I started to be able to do pull-ups, which then got the eye of my wrestling coach, got to start wrestling, and became a standout wrestler at my high school and in college. And so right away, I knew, oh, you know what? I love to be in the gym. Being in the gym was easy for me because I knew that, hey, when I went there, I was going to get something out of it by me putting something in. And I did it long enough, and it changed my body. And I decided, huh, you know what? I should do this for a living. I want to do something that I could help people. And when I was at the gym, people were always asking me, what are you doing that for? Why are you doing this? Who writes your routines? And I say, I make them up. And I started doing this at a very early, and I went to get a gym job, and the personal trainer director there, you know, pretty much looked me in the eye and said, you know, you don't fit the bill for a personal trainer. You're not 6'2". You don't have blonde hair, blue eyes. You don't fit the bill for our ideal personal trainer here, but I do have a job for you at the front desk. I looked at this gentleman and I said, you know what? I could get two things I could do from this. I could say, screw you, or I could take the job, kick the door in because my foot was in the door now. He gave me an opportunity to get where I wanted to go. So I took that opportunity. I worked the front desk. I met every member there. I knew all of their first names. I learned everything about them, their kids, their families, their jobs, their everything. And I became very well connected in that gym. And within a short period of time, people were asking to train with me when I wasn't a trainer. They would go back to this director, and, you know, and he was like, oh, wow. He said, well, do you want to train? I was absolutely. And I started training. And that was the start of my personal training career. And that was back in the year 2000. And then I realized, okay, so fitness was about that. It was about me overcoming that obstacle and turning that obstacle into an opportunity. But then it led to me to understanding that the more fit I am as an entrepreneur, as a professional, I'm going to be able to actually have peak state of mind and clarity. I'm going to be able to inspire and motivate people. And I don't care. Like, it's not about having a six-pack abs and a big chest or arms. I think that you can still, but I know that your physical ability, how you show up, your confidence exudes through how you feel about yourself. So it's not about the physique of what you look under. It's about staying in peak position, peak performance. And that's, if you're an entrepreneur and you're overweight and you're struggling to breathe and you can't speak clearly for long and you can't go upstairs, it's going to inhibit your success. And when I learned that, now when I work with men who are high level CEOs and C-suite, I'm automatically teaching them exercise, diet, stress reduction, how to get themselves into the best versions of themselves so that they can climb the ranks and perform at higher levels than they'd ever be able to perform with less health and fitness behind them.
Amazing. Amazing. And it's interesting. One of the first things you said was it's not about aesthetics. It's about living a life of quality. And we are so similar, my friend, because that's what I teach my clients as well, is if you're in this to look better, then I won't take you on as a client. That's not what this is about. It's about the long term. It's about the life. It's a lifestyle for the rest of your life. If you're not in it for the rest of your life, I'm not going to take you on as a client, because I'm not looking for someone who's just looking to become a supermodel or, you know, have a six-pack abs on the beach so he can attract a woman. And while there's nothing wrong with that, and I don't want to belittle that, but the reason that you and I, Roz and I, what we do is for people to operate what you just said. I love how you use the word peak and performance with Reach Your Peak as my company. Thank you. And it's right down that alley, because here's what's happened. Here's the beautiful byproduct of becoming fit, of working out on a regular basis, of eating foods that serve you, that don't do the opposite and make you just poisoned, of feeding your mind through different subconscious programs, of all of it together. What happens as a beautiful byproduct is you will actually end up looking better as well. It's just gonna happen. Isn't that beautiful? So it's just about shifting the mindset, shifting the reason why you want to become fit. Roz just said it. It's to operate at a peak level of performance, a peak state of mind and clarity is his exact words. And here's the other thing I noticed about Roz that is common with every entrepreneur I've interviewed to date, probably every entrepreneur I've met who I have a kinship with, and that is he said, I could now do this as a business so I can help people. Always goes back to helping and serving people. That's why I love being associated with Roz Slaughter, because he is of like mind. We have similar value system. I'm telling you, I have so many twin brothers, but I think you're the next one. You're just a brother by another mother that, you know, the resemblance is pretty obvious, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, man, I love this commonality of all the successful people that I interview have similar traits. And that's the thing, the beautiful thing I get as a blessing as host of this show is it solidifies everything I've read, heard, experienced. It solidifies it rock solid that just continue doing these things and, you know, your success will continue to rise, to elevate. Are you ever at a level, Roz, of success that you're happy?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, I believe in Kaizen, so it's constantly and always improving. And I adopted that philosophy from one of our, I would think, mutual mentors from a long time ago. And I really feel that I'll never arrive, and I'm always learning and growing. And that's what gets me excited. You asked me in one of the previous questions, what motivates me? What motivates me is that I'm always pushing myself to become the best version of that self. And the person that I am today, I'll be a new person tomorrow. And that is exciting. And everyone watching the show has the same opportunity. I did one of my Crush It Mondays this week, and it was all about you can change your life in 24 hours or less. And I had a lot of people say, Roz, you don't know my circumstances. You don't know my challenges. You don't know my setbacks. I can't change. I said, yes, you can. You just have to make a decision. And that decision every day for people like you and me, Brian, is that we want to walk around at a heightened level of who we are and knowing we're going to become a better version tomorrow through our information, through our knowledge, through the things we're attracting and learning. It's all the process. And I'm so excited about being where I'm at today and where I'm going tomorrow.
And that's the key right there. Exciting. And that's, you know, I've talked about that before. A lot of people that I knew in the corporate world, they can't wait to get to that point where they can retire. And that's their success. Their measure of success is getting to the point where they're, look at your face. I get it, man. Your instant reaction was, yuck. I could see it all over. You're like, that's just wrong. And they're like excited so that they can get to the point where they stop and do nothing. I mean, and I've actually asked many of them, and I'm literally saddened. I kid you not, deep in my heart, saddened by their responses. Some of them, I say, what are your plans? You're nearing retirement. You're finally there. You've been looking for this moment all this time. What are you going to do now? And they go, you know, that's a great question. I really haven't thought of that. I don't know. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Holy smokes. To me, retirement is not a word in my vocabulary. It might be a shift from one vocation to another, but it's always going to be helping and serving others. And because of what you just said, Roz, exciting. It's exciting. What if you were to? What if life was this way, Roz, where you hit a point of success and that was just it? There is no farther you can go. There was a limit and you hit a ceiling. What if that was the case in life? What if that's the way it really was? What would that? I would never want to reach that level. To be honest, yeah. I'd do everything I could to prolong that because now it's boring. There's nothing to live for. There's no challenges. I love challenges. I love problems because I know that's going to help me grow, and I know that's how you're built too, Roz. And thank you, by the way, for showing your bicep because one of our viewers said, that's the size of my thigh. And Greg Califatic, I don't know if I'm selling that right, says hello. Yeah. Is that your partner? Is that the name?
Yes, that's Greg Califatic. Yeah, he's my
business. Hey, I said it right. Cool. He said, what's up, Roz? And Marcianne is giving thumbs up and waves and hellos and lots of people coming in and saying hi. I love that interaction. Keep coming, keep commenting, keep showing love and likes, and ask questions if you have them. Roz, he knows ahead of time that I was going to allow the audience to ask questions. If you have questions, by all means, type them in, and we'll see what this – there's nothing that will phase this guy because he's figured it out. Does that mean he's perfect? Does that mean he's reached that top level? He just said it. No. And neither of us would want that anyway. I wouldn't want it for him. He wouldn't want it for himself and vice versa. phenomenal. So there's many things that along that journey, you know, we're all on a journey, and the journey is glorious and wonderful and beautiful. It's not always wonderful every single day. And we get that. That's what, you know, if there weren't bad days, there could never be a good day, right? It just wouldn't exist. But there are many of those moments where we feel this elevated level of satisfaction. If you could imagine what that was, what has been your most satisfying moment in business thus far?
Wow. I got to be honest. It hasn't been in business. It was having the opportunity to walk down the aisle and marry the woman of my life. Because I never envisioned it happening for me, because I didn't know. I thought it happened to other people. I thought it was something that other people got to enjoy. I was so focused on work and business for a long time that it distracted me from actually understanding why I was supposed to be in business. It's to do the things I want to be able to do when I want them, for as long as I want, with whomever I want. So I didn't focus on attracting my ideal life partner. And then when I found this person, who was Michelle, my amazing and beautiful wife, it allowed me to see business at a different, through a different lens and a different filter. And now business is fun, and it allows me to do things like leave two awesome businesses with an amazing business partner and say, you know what, I can start from scratch and do it all over again in a new place. One thing though, I will say that, I mean, because we all have that moment that we remember. I remember when Greg and I opened our second location in Oyster Bay, and we had this grand opening, and we had food and friends and everything came in, but we looked at each other and we're like, wow, this has been an amazing ride, but we can't wait to see where we're going to take this to the next level. Right away, you see, one of the things that if you're watching, I can tell you that I've learned from other successful people is that once you hit that goal, make sure you have another one. And we're like, I wonder what it's going to feel like to open another studio, to start another business, to write another book. That's what excites me. I mean, it was the second studio was great, but it was what's next.
That is phenomenal advice. Have another goal. Have another goal. And, you know, you don't have to set all of these goals at once. At least personally, it's like, you know, you have that goal you're trying to reach. You know when you're getting near it, and that's the time you start thinking, cool, I'm getting close. What next? I can't wait. Oh, my gosh. Open the mind. Let's see. Talk to my mentor. How do I scale my business? How do I grow this thing? How do I serve more people? That's what it comes down to, is how do you help the most people that you possibly can? Because we're here to serve and help. That's what entrepreneurs love doing, at least the ones that I associate myself with, like Rod Slaughter and all the others that have come on the show, many coming beyond that as well. And the one thing that happens with satisfaction, there's also this thing that we all go through, you know, as entrepreneurs. So we don't work 9 to 5. We're basically 24 hours a day. It's always on the mind, and it's not a bad thing. It's what we want to do. We choose to do it. But there is no real time off, if you will. Even when we're out vacationing, I know I am always often drawn to thinking about business. And I kid you not, I hope my wife doesn't see this, but there are times when I'm out on vacation and I literally wish I was back in my office working the business, because I love it that much. It's just amazing. What a blessing. So it's not work. But things do have to go by the wayside in order for us to become successful. So on that order, Roz, what kind of sacrifices have you personally had to make to become a successful entrepreneur? Because I know there's many. We could go on all night about it, but what really stands out in your mind about that?
Well, one of the things is that, you know, the most important woman in my life before my wife was my grandmother. And, you know, she passed away a few years ago of cancer, but she was my role model. She still is my role model. She still is my ace. And I sacrificed time away from her. I didn't have the opportunity to create some of the things that the experiences I would have loved to create with her, take her places, eat with her in different restaurants. And because I always kept saying, you know what, I'll do this someday. You know, when I hit this level of success, or when I have to go to this meeting, or I have to read this book or go to this seminar. And now I realize, as she's been gone for 4 years, that I'll never have those experiences or those opportunities. So what the lesson that I took from that is that I have an opportunity with my stepchildren. I have an opportunity with my wife to understand that I'm not going to sacrifice the time from them. I understand that in order to build a business, sometimes I'm going to have to stay up late. I'm going to have to get up early. But what I will do is maintain the balance and make sure that I deposit love, affection, and attention to them daily so they know, A, I love them, and B, I'm present to them. So when I'm with them, I'm with them. And when I'm working, I'm working. And I make a distinction between those two aspects of my life.
That is brilliant advice right there, to maintain the balance between business and personal life. I've been there myself. I got so incredibly over my head, stupid myself, by coming. I'd go work at a corporate job. I'd come home after commuting 2+ hours both ways, after working 8+ hours, and I'm tired. I get home, I go straight upstairs, and I start working my entrepreneurial job because I wanted the heck out of there. And I did that at the expense of spending time with my wife and kids, and to the point where it strained our marriage. And it's all on me, 100% on me. That was a lesson I learned. Thankfully, she confronted me about it, and we talked it out. And I said, I get the message. I love you way too much. I am done. I will definitely change my habits and do better at that. And it's interesting. I can tell your wife is your life. That's beautiful. Same with me. When we do exercises, and I've done several speaking events. I did this also for my mentor stage, where we would take the audience through to determine their why. What is that one thing? That one thing, if that you would do, you would do anything for, no matter what obstacle came in your way, you would continue going on in your business because it was that important to you to satisfy that why. I went through that process several times, and every single time the answer was the same. It was my wife. And I honestly, there's so many times. How many times have you heard people, what was the greatest moment of your life? Oh, the birth of my kids. And that is, it's indeed a miraculous, beautiful moment. For me, it was the same as you. It was the moment I married my wife, without whom my kids wouldn't even exist. Yes. And I love her to the core. There's nothing, no, that's my why. That's why I get up in the morning. That's why I smile. That's why I'm driven. That's why I'm excited about getting up every day, because I have her to look forward to each and every day. That was pretty neat. I just said that. I just made that up. I have to put that in a book.
Beautiful.
And another thing you said, I love that, was, when you're talking about your grandmother, is I'll do this someday. And how many times, I know I've said that in the past, how many times, I just heard this recently from another individual I talked to, I think it was 2 nights ago, and they said that same thing. Yeah, I'll get around to it someday. And I said, let me ask you something. Would you mind pulling up a calendar right now? And they pull up a calendar. Okay. I said, you see 1 week's worth of days there. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. So of those days, which one of those says someday? I see Monday. I see Tuesday, on and on. Where's someday? And they got it. Immediately it clicked. It's like, yeah. Okay, I see where you're going with this. So I said, there's never, ever, ever the right time to do things, to do like you did. You moved to Florida. I bet that probably stretched your comfort zone at that moment when you were making that decision and then doing it. Like, oh my God, am I doing the right thing?
Still is.
That's your subconscious telling you that that's the thing you should be doing, because you knew it's the right thing. You know it's going to be good. It's just the fear of uncertainty that drives that discomfort, which is really a great thing, that because that is telling you, that's your subconscious speaking to you, telling you, go do it. Yes. The answer is yes. And there is no perfect time ever, ever. So just do it right away. Immediate, massive, and consistent action. All right. We are 6 minutes away. So what I want to do real quick, Roz, if you don't mind, is give the folks who are watching live the opportunity to enter for a chance at winning that amazing 5-night stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. Again, compliments of powertexting.com. So in order to do that, I will bring up the screen to help you out. There's two ways for you to enter, and we'll announce it live on the show. Or, more importantly, is to get the value of Roz. And if you are the winner, you will be notified via text message that you are the winner. One of the gentlemen that's watching right now, Richard Barrier, is a past winner. Thanks for coming back on, Richard. So here are the two forms or ways to do that. One is you can go to a website at reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. Saying this audibly for those of you listening on podcast after the show. reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. Just make sure the word vacation itself is all lowercase. The rest really doesn't matter. And then another way, if it's more convenient for you, is to use your phone, your cell phone, and text the word peak, P-E-A-K, to 661-535-1624. Again, that's P-E-A-K to 661-535-1624. Go ahead and do that right now. Keep the tab open of this show because I have one hard-hitting question, one left, that is an amazing question that I know Roz is probably a little nervous of it because I kind of set it up before the show. I told him I'm going to give him one surprise question. I don't like to surprise people and embarrass them, and that's not what this is about. And the cool thing with this question, as I told Roz, is there is no wrong answer. It's because it's your answer. It's true to you and only you. And so the interesting thing I found in asking this one question of past show guests, and by all means go back and watch the past shows to find out what those answers were, is that every single one of them thus far has been different, either completely drastically different or slightly different, but everyone has been different. So, Roz, are you ready, buddy?
Bring it.
All right, all right. And I hope you're ready, those of you watching and listening. And it's a really cool, all-encompassing question that it really will possibly make you think. And go ahead and give it a moment if you need, Roz, to come up with the answer because it's pretty deep. What I want to know, Roz Slaughter, for you, how do you define success?
Wow. Success, it really comes down to creating a life that you truly are excited about daily, being able to do what you want, when you want it, with whomever you want, for as long as you want. But more importantly, that you live a life that makes an impact in this world. Not that a life that is about taking, but a life that is about giving back to others. That's truly success. Those who are doing that, I'm inspired by, I'm motivated by, and they are my model for success. Those who are making a difference in other people's lives each and every day, like you, Brian, is so inspiring and motivating to me. And it's what drives me to push myself to create a better version each and every day, to read more books, to listen to more podcasts, to learn more so that I'm equipped to deliver more of an impact each and every day. Because if I can wake up each day and inspire one person to believe in themselves, to rewrite their story each and every day, then my life mission has been completed.
Powerful. And again, different. I love it. There is one commonality to every answer. I forgot to mention that. Well, now is the time to mention that, actually. One commonality, and that is what not a single one has said. There's one thing that not a single one of the entrepreneurs, including you, Roz, said that defined success or included it in any part of their definition of success, and that was amassing money. No. Isn't that interesting? I love the fact, because if you take that, bring a corporate employee into the fray who knows nothing more, money will be number one. Yeah. It'll be number one because they have this clouded vision that money buys happiness. And we both know that that is not the case. Does it help? Does it give us more time freedom? That's what I look at money as, a vehicle for which to give me more time freedom to do, and, you know, like you said, to do what I want to do when I want to do it. If you have that financial backing, then you're enabled to do that, and you're enabled to do what you just said, which is serve and help more people to become the best them they can be. That's what it's really all about, is serving. You can talk about money. Money is definitely an aspect. It's definitely part of the equation. Don't get me wrong. And it's important, very important.
Absolutely.
But the beautiful thing is not a single person, and even if they did say that that was very important to them, I'm not going to judge them on that. There may be a definite reason for that. But so far, and most of the people I know that I run in my circles, they're not wired that way. It's not about money. It's, again, money is part of the equation always, but that is not the end game of the definition of success. So I appreciate you on your wonderful definition. Create a life of exciting day-to-day. I was trying to write that as fast as I could, but the beautiful thing is this is being recorded, will be transcribed later, and it will be word for word. It's awesome. Well, we have hit that magical time, and what I wanted to do, Roz, real quick, is give you the opportunity to let people know how to connect with you. And by all means, shoot out the address, if you have it, of your new facility that you're working out of in Florida. And for those that are in the fitness industry that are either just starting or already have an established business in the fitness industry and are looking to grow it and to scale it, well, this is the guy that's done it. Who better to learn from? That's something else he does. And so if you wouldn't mind, go ahead and give people both the address of your facility in Florida, and if you want, the ones in New York as well, and mm-hmm. how can they connect with you to learn more about you coaching them to take their business to the next level?
First of all, Brian, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here on your show. It's just an honor that someone would see in me the opportunity to share my mission and my message. So thank you very much for that. This has really been great. If someone wants to reach out and connect with me, the best place is facebook.com/ that's Coach Roz. That's where you're going to see my Crush It Monday show every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I go on there live, and it's all about, you know, creating the best version of yourself and understanding that personal growth and going through trials and tribulations are going to get you to where you want to go. If you're looking to change your body, I have three opportunities for you. You can go to any of the locations, either in Oyster Bay, New York, Locust Valley, or here in Palm City. I don't have the address specifically, but what I will share with you is all you have to do is reach out to me, direct message me on Facebook, and we can definitely link up. And if you're a fitness professional, personal trainer, coach, service provider, and you're looking for a coach that's going to tell you exactly what they're doing, not what they think is going to work, someone's going to actually tell you that they're in the trenches and they're not creating on the day to just tell you to do things, connect with me. I'd love the opportunity to see if we're the right fit to work together. And if we are, I'd love to help you build and grow your business.
And I for one, highly recommend this gentleman completely, total, without any hesitation. He's true to the core. Anyone that loves his wife as much as he does, I can tell right away he's a man. He loves people. He has high integrity. His ethics are sound. And, you know, he's a product of the product. Look at him. I mean, so many times you'll see, I've seen this. I literally have seen this, Roz. I've seen a fitness guru on stage that was severely out of shape. And I thought, why would I want to learn from you when you're not even an example of what I want to look like or be? I mean, and that person wore tight clothing as if they thought they were actually fit. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're accentuating the fact that you want. So anyway, all that to say, Roz is the epitome of what he teaches and preaches. And so reach out to Roz. Again, if you're in a fitness business, there is no geographic constraints. You could be on the West Coast like I am in California, and I'm sure he'll talk to you. You can be in Canada. You can be anywhere where English is spoken, and maybe you know other languages that it'll be open to. But definitely reach out and connect with them. You can see he's an amazing man. And I, for one, am blessed to have met him. I think God put us together. There was no mistake there that this amazing high energy, motivational guy on stage that just blew my socks off. I said, man, I want to know this guy a little bit better. Thank you, Roz, for taking the time out to be on this show. I appreciate you for spending this time. And thank you all for watching, and those of you who are listening also on the podcast. And come back again next week, as I like to say, same bat time, same bat channel. Those of you old enough will know what that means. We will be back again next week with another phenomenal guest. For now, for Roz Slaughter, the man, the myth, the legend, I am Brian Kelly, and we will see you again next week on the next Mind Body Business Show. So long for now. Be blessed.
Take care.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.